Blog Talk Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
We're
now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah
Well, hello, hello, and a welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, sponsored by Wealthy Sisters Media Group, where we proudly promote positive people. And you can visit us for all your branding and publishing needs at www.wealthysistersmedia.com. That's Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, media.com. Here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we proudly connect business with people, stories, and music. And our purpose is twofold. First, we want to make sure that we provide you, that dynamic listener, with encouragement and that practical knowledge that you can apply to your business and your life right now for that positive impact. And second, it is crucial. I can't stress how important it is to provide a platform to promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, broadcasting live here on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is another fabulous Tuesday. We are here May 20th, 2014. The year is going by. I don't know. I just refuse to believe it's because I'm getting older. I just want to say that it is really time that it's sped up. You know, you all might think I'm crazy for saying this, but I heard when that tsunami happened several years ago over in Japan, a couple of years ago, that they said the earth shifted a little bit on the axis and time did speed up by a fraction. All right. Have you heard that? I'm telling you, you can Google that. Well, you know what? I believe that because it is going by fast. But the best thing about it is we are still here. We are alive and we have so much to be grateful for. And I am so grateful for you. You know, we are celebrating our fifth year anniversary next month in June, and we owe it all to you. So I just cannot say thank you enough for being here. Thank you every week for all of the great comments that you send us, the questions, everything. We're just so excited. And, you know, we are here. We are committed to being here for you every week at the same time. That's Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Eastern. So it's here for you. You know, I speak to people every day. I speak to business owners all the time. And we always talk about staying together, connecting, and getting information. I want you to know this is your resource for you. So plug in. Stay in tune to what we're doing here. And you know what? You can do that several ways. And as one of the ways you can do that, by following us on Facebook and Twitter on the Wealthy Sisters. And also, you can join our mailing list. Go to the WealthySistersRadio.com, WealthySistersRadio.com, real simple there, and just join our mailing list. And you can stay up on everything that we're doing. And you know we have a bonus for doing that. That's right. We are offering a free commercial, a free commercial. Last week, we just announced our second winners. Congratulations to Glenda Hughes and also to Phyllis Austin, who won for this month, and they get a free commercial. And you can do that by simply following us. Three simple things. All you got to do is follow us on Facebook. Go to Wealthy Sisters. Go ahead and like the page there. Right now, go ahead and do that. Twitter, just follow us there on Wealthy Sisters on Twitter and join our mailing list. There's three simple things, and your name, too, can be selected for a free commercial here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Well, you know, we are so excited. It's just a lot going on. As I mentioned to you, we've got our fifth anniversary coming up here just next month. And wow, when I tell you, wait till you see what we have in store for you. But one of the things we're so excited about that we are just thrilled to announce, and it will be launching June 2nd. Mark your calendars. And we are in the pre-launch stages right now. I'm telling you, so many people that are excited about this. We have a special section just for those who are blog show hosts, who have internet radio show. It is the Wealthy Sisters Media Group Business Directory, the Wealthy Sisters Media Group Business Directory. All you've got to do right now to become a part of it, a lifetime listing just for $19.99, and our pre-launch stage is here. So go to WSMGBusinessDirectory.com, WSMGBusinessDirectory.com right now, and get your business registered. There are multiple categories that you can list your business in. It's just a lot of great things that's happening, so we're excited about that. Now, also, you know, we started this new segment, and it has just been, I mean, it's been amazing, the actual feedback and response that we've gotten about it, and it is called the Question of the Week. That's right. So we've got the Question of the Week. I think we deserve a round of applause for that one. Don't you think so? Can we get a round of applause for that? Yeah, the Question of the Week. And that's where you have a business question. You can ask us any question. I mean, you know, myself, I've been in business now over 25 years, and if I don't have the answer, I promise you, we will get the answer from an expert just for you. So if you got a question, you just want to ask us, go ahead, email us at family@wealthysistersradio.com, family@wealthysistersradio.com. You can even send us a shout out there as well, or call the hotline, 800-917-9435, extension 808, 800-917-9435, extension 808, and you too can ask your questions, and perhaps we'll get a chance to answer it here live on the show. So our question of the week comes all the way from Little Rock. I love me some Little Rock, Arkansas. That is a great place. Don't sleep on Little Rock. It's some fantastic people in Little Rock. Got great people there. But it comes all the way from Melody from Little Rock. And she is saying that she's been in business now for almost 2 years. And she's a consultant. And she's considering, should she look for some office space now? She wants to be able to have a space to where she can bring clients, or should she just continue to operate out of her home? So this is a great question. We have conversations around this oftentimes. We know the main thing in business, of course, is how much of your profit you're going to be able to keep. And, you know, oftentimes we know the first thing a person might want to do is go out, get space or get a lease. Trust me, I have done that, been a part of that. But I'm going to tell you, it just really depends on the type of business that you're operating. Quite naturally, if you're operating a restaurant, yes, you need a lease. But someone that has a consulting business, there are so many opportunities, especially today, that you can operate from your home, not to mention the tax write-offs and the benefits from having that out of your home as well. But there are so many places like virtual office suites that are available. You can definitely Google that in your area and what those are. Those are shared office spaces where you can actually rent by the month, or you can rent a space by the day. This depends on that establishment there. They generally have a receptionist there. Some do. Some even have administrative support services that you can use if you want to route your phone number there, that they could answer the lines or what have you, be able to receive guests for you if you have an appointment. They have conference rooms. Those are nice setups. So you might want to consider something like that, because a lot of times people don't recognize when you start looking at leases, they're not just a traditional, like an apartment lease where you do a year. Many of them, the minimums are going to be like 3 to 5 years. And if your business does not produce the way that it needs to produce, you don't want to lock yourself into that type of agreement if you don't have to, if you are in that type of consulting business. So like I said, it really depends on that. A lot of places we go, we meet people perhaps maybe at hotels or Starbucks or what have you. There's so many things that you can do, even as far as your address. I mean, I understand you don't want to use your home address. Well, there are UPS there. Mailboxes, et cetera, the pack mails, those are different mailbox situations that you can use as an address for your business. so that you're not using or sending mail or using your home address for a business. So those are different tips that you can use as far as operating your business virtually. So if you are a consultant, you know, and you don't necessarily need that, you know, just kind of look at all those things that you, that why do you really need that? Is it something that now you need to bring on employees? That's a different setup. But to, again, today, there's so many ways that you can work virtually with Dropbox, with all of the webinars. I mean, just so much that you can do. So just really, really assess that. You can definitely, we're going to follow up with you to you know, make sure that we've answered your question there. But we want to make sure that, that you focus on keeping your profit and just be sure as to why you really want to get that office space. Because on the outside looking in, oh, yes, that looks great. She has the office space and, oh, she's here. But at the end of the day, if you're eating up most of your profit paying for your office space, and I will say no, don't rush and do that. Don't rush and do that. It's not necessary. You can build a major business. Plenty of people do it without going out and getting yourself in that office space situation. So that is the business question of the week. Congratulations, Melody, for your question being answered. Thank you so much there out of Little Rock. We appreciate you listening to us. And again, if you have a question that you would like to ask, please feel free to send us an email at family@wealthysistersradio.com, family@wealthysistersradio.com, or dial the hotline at 800-917-943-5808. Well, you know we've got an awesome show for you today as we continue in this beautiful month of May and talking about business. I am thrilled to have this young lady on the line with us today. We are going to be talking about how are you sustaining yourself? How do you have longevity in business? How do you stay relevant in business, you know, with this fast-paced, ever-changing climate that we're in? Well, I tell you, this lady on the line with us today is an expert at that. She's been in business more than 30 years. She has a wealth of knowledge. She's blazed trails. She's done some incredible things, one of the first to do so many things in her time, and we're just so appreciative to her. She is Miss Connie Portis. She is actually, get this now, she is the founder there of the publisher of the Pittsburgh Black Business Directory that's been in business for several decades, and she's also the host of Sister Friends Getaway to Martha's Vineyard. Now, you know Martha's Vineyard is a very real swank place. That's not like going around the corner, you know, to the local do drop in. We're talking about a great, great getaway, and she's going to be sharing that with us today. So we're going to take a short break and come back with our very special guest, Miss Connie Portis. And as you know, we are listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's THEBATIE group.com, or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Ladies, are you tired of searching for Mr. Right and need help cracking the man code? Do you really want to know what he thinks about dating, love, and romance? Are you wondering if the one you are with will ever fall in love with you? Then you need the code cracker, Jay Neville, relationship expert and life coach. Visit jayneville.com. That's JNEVELS.com. JNEVELS.com.
Do you find yourself overwhelmed in paperwork? Are you struggling with administrative tasks preventing you from doing what you really love? Then consider hiring a virtual assistant. Call M. Alexander & Associates Incorporated, toll free at 1-877-894-0564, or join them on the web at www.iwillassistyou.net.
We are live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. So excited to have you here on the show with us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Want to remind you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter under Wealthy Sisters. so that you can stay on top of everything that we have here in store for you today. You know, we have Jules. I mean, just great guests. And speaking of great guests, our very guest today is none other than Ms. Connie Portis. She is a phenomenal woman, has more than 30 years of business experience, and she's really live here with us today to share that nugget and of wisdom with us today. So hello, Ms. Connie. Are you there?
I'm here and listening to all that excitement. I'm excited now.
good. We're so excited to have you on the show. We consider it an honor having you. And again, as I said, thank you so much for all that you have done for women in business and for business owners. But just staying the course, 30-plus years is a great, great number. And we don't take that lightly. I know you've seen a lot.
Oh, yes, times have changed, but, you know, that old saying, the more things change, the more things stay the same. So it just depends on what business you're in, where your mindset is. You always have to stay grounded. And most often in business, you stay grounded in your original mission. But then you look at the changes around you, and then you begin to adapt to the new ways and how to carry out that mission.
So I'm loving this. See, we're jumping right into the conversation. See, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And what you're saying is, you know, even though everything is changing, we have all this new stuff, the technology, but it still, there's nothing, as they say, nothing new under the sun. The fundamentals are still the same. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Exactly. I was thinking about it, the fact that I started out 30 years ago to do, to share with the African-American community opportunities and stories and experiences to uplift the community. That mission has stayed the same. But how I carry out that mission, I've had to adapt in this fast-paced world of high technology. I had to jump on the information highway, as we called it, 15, 20 years ago. So, you know, things change in how you deliver your message, but as long as you stay true to your foundation, it makes it easier to reach the people that you are marketing to, the people that you want to capture, and the people that you want to change and grow with you.
Right. And, you know, I'm so glad you said that, because I was having this conversation with a lady that I know that's in the insurance industry, and we were talking about technology and how things have changed and just really trying to get her to embrace. She doesn't text. She doesn't email. So, you know, she's not doing any social media. And she's had a lot of success, but it's changing because she doesn't recognize it because she has not embraced this technology. You just cannot not email someone today. You still operate in business. I don't know how anyone exist unless they are a multi-millionaire with a staff, and even still with that, Oprah tweets. it's changing, and your message doesn't have to change. You know, it doesn't have to change, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it's just a medium. It's just a different way that you reach your people and you deliver your message. Is what you're saying.
Exactly. And I was listening to your question of the day, and that resonated with me because I had an office. I had a building, and I realized that my overhead was eating up my profit. And so as things changed, and I mentioned to you earlier that when I started out in business publishing the newspaper and the Black Business Directory, we had to physically be in a space where we had typesetting machines, and then we had to cut and paste Well, now all I need is a telephone and a laptop computer, and I can do what I did before with an office and more, just having a computer. So the two things that I always feel are important is to keep to maintain your telephone number and your email address. If those two things don't change, then you're able to create a way for people to talk with you, to communicate with you, no matter where you are. So having a physical space, unless, of course, it's a business that requires it, a beauty shop, a restaurant, an insurance agency, you may need to have, well, with those three businesses, you do have to have an office.
Right,
but
right.
Most of our businesses now we conduct via telephone, and maybe not even via telephone. You Skype, you have GoToMeeting. So you have to keep up with it.
You got to keep up. That's right. You got to keep up. Well, I tell you, before we get so deep into our conversation, because like I said, I've been excited about the opportunity of interviewing you and learning all that you've experienced and what you have to share with us today. But we'd love to just get a little background, you know, here. And we are nosy here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, and we'd love to know where you grew up and what really led you on the path to entrepreneurship.
Well, I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and early in life I moved to Washington, D.C., and I was there for about 6 years, and I started my higher education in Washington, D.C., and then I came back to Pittsburgh, and
where did you graduate? Were you a Howard graduate here coming to D.C.?
I was not, although I spent a lot of time on Howard's campus.
I bet you did.
But I actually left Pittsburgh. I was at that time I was married and divorced and took my two young sons to Washington, D.C. and went to Federal City College and in Washington, D.C. And then came home, and I did not finish my degree there. I came back to Pittsburgh, and I started my own company, Connie Portis Enterprises. And at that time, I thought I was starting a company to do branding, to have a company that represented people in the area. I really wanted to represent athletes and have a branding company, but then I was out in the community and realized there were so many stories to be told, so many businesses and rich history in Pittsburgh that I wanted to compile those stories, and it blossomed into a magazine which was called Renaissance 2, T-O-O. And then subsequent to that, I started publishing Renaissance News, with a weekly newspaper, and then the Black Business Directory.
Now, were your parents entrepreneurs, or where did you get the idea of becoming an entrepreneur? Is it something you always wanted to do?
No, although my brother, who is 18 months older, says that my business is really an extension of the tea parties that I used to have in the backyard when I was a child. So, because most of what I do is getting people together, making them feel good, whether it's providing an experience or telling a good story. But I think that I always wanted to be this hostess. And so that is how I see myself, and I actually call myself a gift wrapper. I take the stories and wrap them up neatly and give them back to the community where they belong. Yeah, and I did take I joined a lot of organizations back 30 years ago that were devoted to grooming entrepreneurs. I took classes, mm-hmm. and so that was valuable to me and to the longevity of my business.
Mm-hmm. What made it valuable? What were some of the nuggets that you gained from that? Because I ask that question often because we do today, we know everything is about social media, and a lot of times people do think that, okay, I have this amount of followers, I have this amount of friends or what have you, mm-hmm. and we're connected, but it's still just a way to meet people. You still have to build, you know, relationship piece to that. And we know that's one of the fundamentals of business, our relationships. So what are some of the nuggets that you gained from the associations that you made yourself a part of when you started out as an entrepreneur?
Well, it taught me how to network and mm-hmm. how to, you know, I had so many mentors. One, John Adams, who actually had the New Negro Directory in Pittsburgh years and years before I started. And one mm-hmm. of the things he said to me is, people do business with people. That sounds very mm-hmm. simple. But
right.
when you recognize it's you that has
right.
to, you know, get out and connect with people and make them understand or share with them your vision and make that vision something that they want to connect to, and you're the person to sell it. And I wrote an article that said, titled, "You Are Your Best Product."
That's it. Yes, I love it. I have to see that article. Yes, we talk about that all the time. You know, people mm-hmm. think that you've got to know, which is important. If you're sales, what have you, you need to know your product. You do need to know that you flip the switch and this is how it works. But all of the deep details, is the one that knows, that salesperson that knows all of those facts and figures about it, it'll go this fast by this fast. Those are not the top sellers. It's the ones that,
right.
that know that they are the product and know how to relate to people. Would you agree with that?
Oh, totally. And when I started in business, I was told that because it was a publishing business, that I would never crack that old boys' network. Well,
right.
I decided that I would create my own old boys' network. So I created an advisory board and invited uh-huh. some of the seasoned publishers and networkers to be part of my advisory board.
So what kind of response did you now you're saying that good old boy network of the publishers, you're not going to break it, there's no way, you're African-American woman, you know, what do you think you're doing here? Did you go to some of those same unlikely figures to become a part of your advisory board, or how did you do that?
Well, what I did, I looked at my mission, and then I determined what kind of people I needed on my
mm-hmm.
advisory board who could give me the best information and show me how to open doors or open doors for me. And then I selected mm-hmm. those people carefully, and
mm-hmm.
especially the ones that I knew would take me seriously. And
mm-hmm.
I had one in publishing. I had a Pittsburgh Pirate player, Willie Stargell. I called him up and asked him if he would be on my advisory board. And when he said yes, I was so stunned, I said thank you and goodbye.
Did you have a relationship with him, or you just called him out? You reached out or?
Well, I had met him before, but I knew his, at that time I knew his wife, and so
mm-hmm.
I called the house and spoke with him, and he said sure. And in fact, he was on the cover of my first magazine. But these
mm-hmm.
were the kinds of people that that saw the potential and wanted to
mm-hmm.
be helpful, and I knew that I had to take them seriously and not waste their time. That's the most important thing. It's not waste their time. And we had monthly meetings. So.
Do you think it's important today for entrepreneurs to have an advisory board?
I think it's even more important today.
Because
it also depends on the kind of business. We call them mentors today. And another article I wrote was make up a mentor. So, for instance, if you don't have one person that can give you most of the information or all of the information you're seeking, then get two or three. Decide what kind of information you need and then find those people to fit the bill. You either call them an advisory board or advisors or mentors, but we can't possibly know it all.
We talk about that a lot here on the show. As a matter of fact, that was one of our closing thoughts of collaboration, the importance of doing that and finding people that stretch you and that are not only where you are, but you need to be around people that are beyond where you are. And, you know, one of the things I found is people are really open. They really want to share. I don't know what it is, this myth that we have or feel like people are not as open as they really are. Again, I know it's a lot of people out there that waste time. And we had definitely, when you begin asking questions of or seeking out mentors, they don't want their time wasted, you know. Definitely
exactly.
Don't want that. Right. But and then it's a difference, too. It's a difference, I would say, and I would love you to speak on it, on a mentor and someone just sharing information or people who will try to, for lack of a better word, mooch off of you and they get it, they want you to just give them free info nonstop. They don't really want to pay you for anything, but they want to, how can you tell the difference in that, you know, or make the difference between that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always say, think about what you can offer someone else, and then, especially if it's a person that you admire and know that person will give you good advice. So when I go out to network, I really don't ask people to do things for me. I try to share with them information that I have or want that may be of value to them.
Right.
And then
right.
with regard to people who just want to sap up your energy, you have to make decisions. Do you have time that day? Do you feel like giving them information? You know, because they really can't hurt you. You can hurt yourself if you overextend yourself. So it really lies with the person who is being asked to do things. You have to determine whether or not there's a benefit, whether or not you have the time to deal with that person. Early on in business, I used to get nervous thinking that someone could steal my ideas if I talked too much about them. But I grew to realize that as long as you are pure at heart in what you're doing, as long as you're genuine in your mission, people can't steal your drive and your intent. So
say that again. Say that again, Ms. Connie. We got to press the replay on that. Please say that again.
Right. Well, they can't steal your drive or your intent.
Right.
So therefore, their outcome will not be the same as yours. So if you started out with a good heart, good mission, and I'm not saying being soft, but just understanding what it is you want to accomplish and you have your plan, people come and go around you. You know, they'll start perhaps trying to zap your energy, but as long as you have that drive and you know what your intent is, You just keep moving forward.
I think it's too goes back to the good people you have around you. I mean, it takes a team, as we always say, to make a dream work, all these cliches here, but having those good people around you that's going to always tell you the truth, not the yes people,
right,
but the people who will be honest with you, and those who can look and see your inner circle. They can see, you know, and that inner circle is going to be very, very small. I mean, very small. So I think that definitely has a lot to do with how you kind of can shelter yourself from a lot of that as well. But I know myself, it's important to have that, because you can, you know, if you're a giving person, you can be that one to kind of overextend yourself. But you don't want to not be free to be who you are at the same time. Wow, I tell you, this has been great. We are live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio with our special guest, Ms. Connie Portis. She has been in business over 30 years. She is a publisher. She is a woman extraordinaire. I mean, just as you heard her say earlier, she had a building, okay, publishing newspapers, magazines, and the Black Business Directory there in Pittsburgh. And she also has a phenomenal event, Sister Girlfriends Weekend Getaway in Martha's Vineyard. So it's a lot of stuff going on that you have, Ms. Connie. We definitely want to talk about that. We're going to take a short break, come back, go to our financial segment with Ms. Marcella Marlon Williams. She is our financial correspondent, and she has some great information she wants to talk to us about life insurance awareness. So we'll take a break and come back. And, Ms. Connie, we want to learn more about that getaway in Martha's Vineyard. When is that? September? It's the month of September,
September,
correct?
Yes.
All right, all right. We'll take a short break and come right back.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters. Deborah Hornet.
This is Marcella Mullen Williams with your Wealthy Sisters Wealth Strategy segment. September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. I know what you're thinking. Why does life insurance need awareness? Well, I'm glad you asked. There are currently 95 million adult Americans that do not have life insurance. That means 95 million people are exposed to unnecessary financial risk. Risk is defined as exposure to the chance of injury or loss, a hazard or dangerous chance. When it comes to the financial well-being of you and your family, how exposed are you? Does your family have an effective risk management plan in place? To create an effective risk management plan for your family, you must consider preparing for three levels of risk: the risk of dying too soon, becoming ill, and living too long. Let's look at dying too soon. If you were to die unexpectedly and your family members are still relying on your income, how will they replace that income? Becoming ill. If you were to become ill, do you have the financial resources available to pay the medical treatment needed and maintain your current standard of living? Medical expenses are among the leading causes of financial strain. And living too long. If you were to no longer have anyone depending on your income and you made it into your retirement years, how much money will you need to live on and for how long? What most Americans are unaware of is that life insurance can play a pivotal role in mitigating the risk involved in all three scenarios. What is insurance? Well, insurance is simply put, the transfer of risk. When you purchase auto insurance, homeowners insurance, or insurance for your business, you are transferring risk from yourself to an insurance company. Permanent life insurance is no different. It can mitigate the risk involved in dying too soon by providing your family with the financial means to go on through its death benefit, becoming ill by possibly providing you with the protection for critical, chronic, and terminal illnesses through optional riders, and living too long by possibly providing you with a stream of tax-free income for your retirement years. Unfortunately, most Americans fail to have a proper risk management plan in place because they are unaware of the various benefits of life insurance, thus the need for life insurance awareness. When it comes to your family, risk management cannot be left to chance. Take the time to review your current policies and your overall risk management plan. Update it or start putting your plan in place today. Going without it is simply not worth the risk. This has been Marcella Mullen-Williams of LBG Financial Services with your Wealthy Sisters Wealth Strategy segment. To begin designing your personal wealth strategy or for more information, visit www.lbgfinancial.com or email me at mwilliams@lbgfinancial.com.
Queen Anita Empire Online features luxurious African handmade healthy skin and body care products. From enhancing all-natural soaps, hair growth stimulating shampoos, to delicious healthy drinks, great for arthritis, we have an extensive inventory of more than 450 items to begin your natural journey to wellness. Visit QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. That's QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. Remember, QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com.
Do you have a book that is ready to be published and you just don't know how? Does your company website need a facelift? Well, Wealthy Sisters Media Group is here to serve you. Publish your book and capture that brand new company look. Visit WealthySisters.com or call 800-917-9435 to take action today.
We're live back here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Hello to everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Our lines are packed out. We see you in the chat room. We are here today with our very special guest, Ms. Connie Fortis, and she has been sharing some great information. We're talking about how to stay relevant in business with the ever-fast-paced, changing, evolving, how many words, adjectives can we use of technology and everything that we face in business today. And Ms. Connie also has, she's the host, as she said, she earlier mentioned that she just really loved being a host, so I'm going to call her the hostess with the mostest, with this special retreat that's coming up in Martha's Vineyard. What is that all about?
Well, about 9 years ago, there were 13 sisters and friends. We went to Martha's Vineyard for a week and had such a wonderful time that I thought, you know, this would be something I could share with women around the country who perhaps want to go to Martha's Vineyard. It's on their bucket list, thought they could never go, thought it was out of reach. And so I decided to put together Sisters and Friends Getaway to Martha's Vineyard. And we go the Sunday after Labor Day every year and stay for a week. This year we have 2 weeks. You can come and go as you please the first week or the second week or come for 2 weeks. And it starts September 7th through the 14th or the 14th through the 21st. And it is a no stress, no drama, relax and rejuvenate.
Now, is there an opportunity? Do you find, you know, that women are able to? Do you have a lot of business women there or professional women? Is it a great way for women to network as well?
It's a great way for women to network. Women come for different reasons. Some come because they've been there before and they want to experience the vineyard again. Others come because it's on their bucket list. Others come because they want to network. But I tell you, we may come strangers, but we leave knowing and feeling that sisterhood and friendship that lasts for a lifetime. There are spontaneous workshops.
Okay. Okay, that's what I wanted you to tell us about, what they can expect. Are they staying in a hotel, or do they stay on the beach? Where what's going on when they get
there?
Well,
I rent individual houses, which is the way that most people experience Martha's Vineyard, and you come either with a sister or friend and share a room. There are twin bedrooms, or there are some single rooms, but we stay in houses. And then I prepare the meals, and we have round-robin dinners and brunches so that we visit each house. Women get together, and we line dance. We have book discussions. There are women who get up at the crack of dawn and join the people on the island for a swim at 6 or 7 o'clock in the ocean in the morning.
Wow.
And spontaneous workshops on journaling. We have authors that come that have discussions. And so it is really what the women who are there want it to be. I try not to have it so that there's a structured agenda. It really kind of free-flowing and spontaneous.
So it's a time to get there, get away, relax, recharge, rejuvenate, and to connect, sound like, with some phenomenal women.
Oh, yes. Women from all walks of life, at all stages in life, which makes it really wonderful. It's a great sharing week. And it's amazing when you talk about your own challenges and your own experiences, you find someone in the group who can definitely relate to what it is you're facing. And I always say that if you come and say, what should I do or what would you do, that there is no shortage of answers. So the women in the group can help
with retreat with
guide
women,
you along.
We know how to have answers. That's great.
That's right.
That's great. Well, why is it important for us to take this time off to do that? And you know, today we are going, just fast paced. How do we disconnect? How do we do this? How do we take that time to go to a retreat, and why should we do that?
Well, I think we need to do it because it allows us to breathe. You get so involved in your own environment, in your own issues or your own challenges, that sometimes you become closed. It adds to your stress level, and not the good kind of stress. But when you get away and you connect with women from around the country, you realize you're not alone in your challenges, and you realize that you can do it. Once you do something like that, just pick up and we do have women who come alone who don't know others who are coming to the getaway, and then they feel empowered. It's a way that you can recharge and go back empowered using the information that you that was shared, whether it's specific information or just knowing that you can make your own agenda. You can relax and just take charge of your life. I think it's, it's so important for women to do that. And especially African-American women.
Because we take on so much. We take everybody else but ourselves. And, I mean, it's that's a whole other conversation there. I know. And, I mean, we get criticized for a lot of weight gain and how we eat and all of that. But it's our lifestyle. It's the lifestyle that we lead. We're working several jobs. We're maintaining households. We are doing a lot. We are doing a lot, and definitely.
Right. We're doing a lot, and we do take on all these stereotypes that are not necessarily true.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think it's important that we do come together and we see women who are are taking charge of their lives, women who mm-hmm. can make decisions and follow through, and women who can walk away from their the challenges that they mm-hmm. know they can't solve.
Yep, right. Maybe down the road, but as you say, not in this lifetime. You know, there's only so much you can do, you know, when you that is a big lesson to learn, you know, that we don't, and I've been saying this for the past couple of weeks, I think we live our lives in themes, I like to say, and so this is my lesson theme, my theme lesson that I'm learning, you know, is that I am not in control of anything. I thought I was. Being
exactly.
a driven yeah. woman, an independent woman, but I just have been learning that I'm not, you know, that you do have to yield to a higher source, absolutely, whatever that source might be for you. But
well,
and you
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I do, and I'm sure most of us. Have something that we lean on, some mantra, but I have a morning prayer and an evening prayer. And it's very simple that I pray, I pray and thank God for the day. I thank God mm-hmm. for the food to nourish my body. I thank God for the information to stimulate my mind and for the experiences that touch my heart. And most of all, for the friendships that I have that are there, that friendship safety net. So, mm-hmm. you know, once we realize that we can't tackle everything and we thank God for what we have
mm-hmm.
and for the information that's out there to make the good decisions, then I think we're good to go. We're good to say, no, I can't do this, you know,
mm-hmm.
or yes, I can,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to do this at a later date. We have to learn
mm-hmm.
how to prioritize and then leave time for ourselves and
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, if you just tuned in, you are listening to Ms. Connie Portis. She is the publisher extraordinaire, been in business over 30 years there in Pittsburgh area, publisher of the newspaper, the Black Business Directory, and also the host and creator of the Sister Girlfriends Get Away Weekend there in Martha's Vineyard. Please. Right now, go to WealthySistersRadio.com, WealthySistersRadio.com. Click on Featured Guest, and you will get all of her information. She has two websites there. Want you to really get involved. Take that time out to go to the retreat there in Martha's Vineyard. It should be on your bucket list. I mean, it's a beautiful place, and it's a lot of history for African Americans. In Martha's mm-hmm. Vineyard as well. Great to be able to see the story there. So definitely go to WealthySistersRadio.com right now so that you can get all of Ms. Connie's information. And, you know, this time has gone by so fast. It's always time does. We have to definitely have you back on the show. We definitely have just been honored and enjoyed having you as our special guest today. In about 90 seconds, what closing remarks would you like to share with our audience, Ms. Connie?
Well, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say that the African American community is the reason why I've been in business for 30 years. My
All
Black
right.
Business Directory is mm-hmm. because there are people in business who have believed in me, who advertise in the directory, and who wanted to reach the market that the directory reaches. And then,
mm-hmm.
of course, the Sisters and Friends Getaway to Martha's Vineyard, African-American women. So
mm-hmm.
I owe any measure of success that I've had to the African-American community. And that's
mm-hmm.
something I'm extremely proud to say.
Yes.
And I just want women to know that that they can do it, that they have hopes and dreams that they want to accomplish. Don't put them on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, map out your plan and work your plan, and you can do it. It's so important that we know that we can fulfill our dreams and not live through our children or our grandchildren as we really would love to do, but
right.
do those things for yourself.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Connie, for joining us here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. I want to encourage everybody who missed this show, the first half, don't worry. You can go back to WealthySistersRadio.com. You can catch this show, all of our other great shows right there in our library. Definitely, I want you to go to the featured guest section. Click on that. You can see Ms. Connie's information right there, and join her there in Martha's Vineyard and check out that business directory as well. Thank you so much for joining us, Ms. Connie Portis, today on Wealthy Sisters Radio. And I just want to say, as always, thank you to our guests as well, but our audience. You know, we appreciate you. As we say, we're celebrating 5 years here next month, and we're launching the new business directory online. I want you to definitely be a part of that. Go to WSMGBusinessDirectory.com right now. Get listed right now just for $19.99. It's a lifetime listing during pre-launch. It will actually launch on June 2nd. So you want to be a part of that. Get your listing there. And you know, as always, we talk about remembering to stay in contact with us, because what we do is for you. This information is for you. Stay plugged in. Make this a part of your routine. I guarantee you the guests that we have on the show will share something that can help you. And it just only takes one thing, sometimes just one simple thought, that can keep you and get you on that path that you need to be on. So go to WealthySisters.com. You can join our mailing list there, and also follow us on Facebook and Twitter under Wealthy Sisters as well, because we want you to stay in aware of everything that we have here for you. Well, this has been a great show, I tell you. This is what I know is my purpose, and I'm just grateful to have been in a space that I could be living my purpose and living my dream, you know, to be able to provide great information, resources, and to support business owners, and in particularly business women, is my mission. And we're just grateful for everything that is coming to pass, everything is down the pipe, and where we're going in our path. So, and again, I can't say how grateful we are for you. And as we close our show today with our thought, our power thought of the week here, you know, our thought this week is do what you can to stay fresh and to remain open. As Connie Portis, our guest, shared today, how important it is to stay relevant in this changing time. Not to forget your mission, but to have that mission, to have that fundamental on your purpose as to what your mission is and why you're doing it. You don't have to change that. But the medium and how your mission is delivered and carried out, or how your message is carried out, it's going to have to change. That's what time does. Things get better. Things increase. There are new strategies, new methods. Although we say nothing is new under the sun. We know that. But it's so important for you to stay open. And by you staying open, you're able to continue to build your business and to sustain that business. And as we put a question out today, are you building your business for short term or long term? Are you paying all these dues? Are you using all this sweat equity, all of the tears and all of the heartache and all of the money spent? You know, what are you doing it for? Is it for long term or short term? And if it's for long term, you're going to have to stay open. Be aware that things do change. Be aware. Stay abreast. Stay, you know, get involved. Network. Stay on top of things so that you don't find yourself like dinosaurs. You can go back and look at all companies that didn't shift, that didn't change with the times, and where are they? You want to be able to sustain yourself. So thank you so much again for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio. And as always, we want you to know we'll be here next week right here for you. And we wish you and yours the best of everything great.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
You're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hornet.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hornet.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.